told he was no good, and everybody let him know this. When he went to class, you know, they put him under glass, you know, so they could see him grovel and cry. Well, everybody knows
play one of Watts' songs.
Yes, what are you playing?
All Done With Rock and Roll. And then I might play a Clash soon. We'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more. Maybe play one or two more. But yeah. This is Watts, Dan Kopko.
We'll be right back.
That was Hey Fanzine, Peppermint Kicks. We had Watts in there with All Done With Rock and Roll. Sal and I were just talking a bit off here about how radio has morphed into something that is just not inclusive at all, which is why college radio, satellite radio, internet, whatever, is all so important nowadays, because there's great music out there. You hear that a lot, too. There's no good music. There's no good rock, etc. It's out there. It's just... you have to look for it a little more. You can't just go to your dial and find it, but it's out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there's plenty of great bands. Just here alone. There's so many making music. And a lot of them I met after I hooked up with Dan. Yeah. And we were working together. And he's like, hey, do you know, this guy and this band. And, you know, Lou did the same thing. He's like, you got to hear this guy. And then, like, all of a sudden, you know, Tom and the Dirty Truckers.
Yeah.
Great band, you know. I love that band.
Yeah.
And, there's just so much stuff, you know. You know who I just heard from? I don't know if you remember. You might remember back then. Remember Robert Ellis Oral?
I don't know his music.
Yeah, well, he was here in making records in the early 80s. Then he went to Nashville. But he just sent me his most recent solo record, and it was just
great
amazing
stuff.
Yeah, just amazing.
Yeah, it's out there. You just gotta and actually there's probably more than ever now, because we have so many stations, like right here, Radio NMFO, as you mentioned. Mike Newman is on the town with Mikey D. There's four or five stations right here that play a ton of local music.
Absolutely.
Yep. And just various online things that you can find. But I'm gonna let you play something.
Sure. So you played Hey Fanzine from the Peppermint Kicks. This song was on the Peppermint Kicks record, a little different version of it. I wrote the song decades ago. Never finished it. I played it for Dan, and he's like, oh, we gotta do that tune. And so he made me finish the tune.
Good.
But this is a different version of it here than on the record. It's kind of an upbeat rock version. Strawberry Girls. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? Down at the city yards with a bottle of Ripple wine. Oh, their jeans were blue and had holes in them, and I'm afraid that all their plans have been torn in fray, but so glad that they were late. How about the boys in the band loading drums and guitars up into Jimmy's van
with their heads all full of stars. Oh, their dreams were loud and had gold in them. And I am afraid that the spotlights and stars have now turned to cover bars. When all my memories turn into wonder why cannot be, I always remember those sweet strawberry girls. Where are the strawberry girls now that it's summertime? They have all gone away to poetry and rhyme. Like their jeans were blue and had holes in them. I am afraid that all their plans have been torn and frayed, but so glad that they were laid. When all our memories turn into wonder why cannot bees forever remember those sweet strawberry girls. Forever remember those sweet strawberry girls. I'll never forget those sweet strawberry
and Kicks. And you get new stuff in the pipeline maybe with Dan?
Yeah, no, Dan and I are at the beginning of going through songs for the next Peppermint Kicks record, and he sent me a bunch of stuff that's just unbelievable. I sent him a few tunes. I've got I've got an Amphead record done. But it's probably not going to come out till 2023. It's a different vibe record. So I think before that comes out, there may be an EP. I'm talking to Captain Lou.
An EP?
Yeah.
With a slightly different sound, you say?
No, this one will be a rock. Will be kind of a rock thing. You know, each of my records sound different than each other. You know, I like that.
Well, you have that freedom now. That I think. Does that make sense? You can kind of go off in different directions slightly, as opposed to
when
you were a kid, maybe you were like locked into a certain sound a little bit more so anyway.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I grew up with records that had multiple feels and sounds on them. You know, the White Album. Or even if you take Beggar's Banquet, right? You have Stray Cat Blues, but you always have Dear Doctor too. So even within a record that does sound cohesive like that, it still had so many different things on it.
And I like that.
Yeah, me
too. I like when there's a little twist.
Absolutely. There was no twist with the Stompers record.
No, you know? Right. which isn't a bad thing either, but it was its own animal, but yeah.
Well, you know, the thing that happened with that band, real briefly, because, I mean, it's over now, is that we got, in order to get the record deal, we had to use a producer. And that producer wanted to make a hit record in the early 80s, and it sounded like that. I mean, he had just had a number one record with Joan Jett. Great record, I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
And then they inherited the Stompers for this deal, and we weren't the Blackhearts. You know, we were a bar band.
Great bar band. Yeah, I know what you mean, though, yeah.
I think if they had just cut us live, maybe would have been the thing. But that's yesterday, and it's long gone.
It was a good run.
Yes, sir.
What the sensational rock and roller coaster ride. Speaking of rides.
Right. So here's the thing about playing locally. I get a gig at a venue, Blue Ocean or the Spire or wherever I'm playing. and they'll say, well, what do you got, Sal? Well, with the amplifier heads. Does anybody know that? No. Well, can we use your name? Can we use, like, the Stomp, you know, Sal from the Stompers? I'm like, yeah. I'd rather you don't say that because it's not going to mean anything. And I'd like people to come and see the show without prejudice. And they're like, well, we need your name in there. So what I did was, okay. So these shows that say Sal Baglio and the Sensational Rock and Roller Coaster Ride are Amplifier Heads music, Peppermint Kicks, because I got Dan's on the show, right? So we're doing the songs we wrote together.
Yeah.
And whatever else I want. You know, we did one revamped Stomper song. We did a version of Never Tell an Angel that was more like Iggy Pop's Lust for Life than it was of the Stompers. And, you know, we might do it again, but that was only to placate the people
the
that came to the show. Yeah. So
no, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would say that mostly what you'll hear is Amplifier Heads and Peppermint Kicks and a couple of songs maybe from our past that we love, you know. The other night, the last show we did in June for the encore, we did I'm Down by the Beatles or something, you know.
But and then one more thing, I want to touch on this newest thing.
Yeah,
you just gave me who's involved in that. Estes Butcher, yourself.
Okay, so yeah, so Alan Estes has been a friend of mine.
She's got a lot of stuff going on. See, between all the bands, you're a busy guy, which is good.
John Butcher, of all people, John Butcher, myself, and Alan Estes got together to make a record. Three people you wouldn't put in the same pool. However, it came out pretty cool, you know. It's you know, it's not the rock that you'll get from the Amplifier Heads. It's it's a different vibe altogether, you know. I brought some songs in. John and I finished some songs together. That was kind of a cool thing. And so it just came out, and I think today was the day the video came out. We did a video, you know. Video killed the radio star.
Everyone makes videos now. Videos are all the rage.
Man, geez. People watch music.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking
they
videos
don't
can't be
music,
they can't be that monotone. They can't cost that much to make because every band puts out like videos now. I'm like, some of these bands, I'm like they don't have and I'm like, they're banging out like four videos for this new release.
So, yeah. It's
whatever
it's
works.
A different day for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Do you want to play one more before we wrap this up? You got one more in your.
Sure.
While we're at it, right? We might as well. You got it.
So, the other thing I do is I have a solo show that I go out and do. And the show hasn't been announced yet, but we're working on having me play East Boston, which is where I grew up, where this whole crazy thing started. And I hope that the show happens. It's going to be at Zoo Mix. And my whole solo show revolves around this song. When the clock strikes backwards and you're spinning around, and you wake up back in your hometown, everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again. I will see Aunt Mary and my brother too. The radio in the kitchen sounds just like new, and the good guys playing all the hits for you when we go home again. We'll see all his hair will be thick. He'll
could show me some chords, how to hold the pick. And he won't get older and he won't get sick. When we go home. Johnny taking photographs. Ma's made supper, now hurry fast, 'cause we are home again. When the clock strikes backwards and you're spinning around, and you wake up back in your hometown. Everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that's that fantasy of can you go back? And, you know,
you can't.
We can't, but. Yet in our memory, in our heart and our head, we can revisit.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the centerpiece of my solo show. And which I do a little bit of that in the Sensational Rock and Roller Coaster ride. So you get you get everything in that. It's like a buffet. It's a rock and roll buffet.
And when's there's a gig coming up for them, right?
So we are playing October 21st in Plymouth, Mass, at the Spire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then in November, the Saturday after Thanksgiving at the Bull Run out in Shirley.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's Dan Kopko, Brad Helene on bass, and Marty Richards on drums.
Fantastic.
It would be great.
Group.
To have people come down, and I hope you come down.
Yeah, I'll make one of them. I don't know which one yet. Neither. If I had a, I don't know how far is Plymouth and how far is Shirley from here?
Shirley is probably a little closer.
Yeah, than Plymouth is a haul, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've never been to the Bull Run, but I know they get a lot of good shows there.
Oh, it's a great, great room. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to throw out there? I'm gonna play Funhouse Mirrors before you as you go. But.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Funhouse Mirrors, yeah.
That's an early one, right?
That's from 2020. I made that record.
Yeah.
I went downstairs when the first COVID lockdown, when it was going to be 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, that turned into 2 years, you know. Yeah. So I said, what a novelty thing. I'll go downstairs and write a song a day and blah, blah, blah. But so I made music for abandoned amusement parks. During that whole period of time, although Funhouse Mirrors I had written probably a few decades ago.
Yeah, I say that's. I know that was. I know that was ways back.
Yeah.
All right. Any before I let you get out of here, what if you've played in so many damn clubs, right? Do you have any? What do you have any favorite clubs? Whether they're gone or still here, or.
You know, I enjoyed playing many places. The early first Paradise was really quite a thrill
That's
to play,
right.
You know, when it was seated.
Yes.
You know, that was a big deal. And that was, I seem to remember being, you know, very excited that we got that gig, you know, we're playing the Paradise and we're headlining, you know. And because we did open for a couple of people there, Kenya Raven and maybe like the Dead Boys or somebody, you know.
But the Paradise is a big one.
Paradise was really good. You know, we used to play up in Hampton Beach a lot at the casino. That was always a good one. But, you know,
they're all pretty good.
You know, when they were filled up with people yelling for you, they were all good.
They were all pretty good. They all did the trick.
Yeah. Listen, Skybot, thank you, man.
Thanks so much for coming in. Because, like I said, your music goes way back with me, and it got me going with all this stuff, among other bands. So I'm going to play Funhouse Mirrors, and WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. We had Sal Baglio. We'll be back. I'll be back in after a few songs.
Keep doing what you do.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Funhouse Mirrors.
Arise, arise, today's the day, the carnival arrives. The carnival arrives. Arise, arise, today's the day, the carnival arrives.
That was Jay Prozak, a song called Beat of Our Hearts. The Interrupters before that, brand new stuff by them off a release called In the Wild. Song was As We Live, featuring Tim Armstrong. Watts All Done with the Rock and Roll. It was a blast to have Sal Baglio on here from the Stompers, Amplifier Heads, Peppermint Kicks. As I said, he goes way back to the late 70s, early 80s. Been seeing those guys for a long time, and he's still cranking music out, so good for him. WMFO in Medford. Got about 20 minutes to go. This is Laura Jane Grace.
always to the unknown, where hurt becomes love and pain is happiness. Perpetual concession, I think I understand it now. I cannot escape the pull, fall into the collapse, let the time stretch. Great distance unknown, this way to the exit, there's no turning back. We'll be right back.
That was Senseless Optimism, a song called Hater. She was in last week, Brittany. I went to see her Monday night, her show. Senseless Optimism is the name of the band. Great band. Check them out. Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers was in there with Born in Black. Jay Prozac with Beat of Our Hearts, 9:43. Sam is coming up at 10 o'clock. Sam and I work back to back here at the station for a long, long time. He now does his show remotely. Always a treat, though, to have him back, and he's going to be in studio. So this will be an event. There'll probably be a throng of humans in the building, but stay tuned when I'm out of here for that. I'll play something right now by an old Boston band called The Outlets.
John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
daddy left to fight the big war. Saw my first pistol in the general store. In the general store, I was 13. Thought it was the finest thing I ever had seen. I spiked a limb on Sunday when I grew up. Mama dropped a dozen and she really blew up. Really blew up. I didn't understand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. Fast lightning, but you load them my slow, load them my slow. Soon found out, get you into trouble, but it can't get you out. So then I went and bought myself a Colt 45. Call a peacemaker, but I never knew why. Never knew why. I didn't understand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama says a pistol is the devil's right hand. Well, I got a two-card game in a company town. Call a minor cheating, shot the dog down, shot the dog down. I watch a man fall, never touch his host, never had a chance to drop. I tried with him all and they threw me out of bed. Asked me how I'm pleading, not guilty, I said, not guilty, I said. Got the wrong man, nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Nothing touch a trigger but the devil's right hand. My mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
Devil's Right Hand, Steve Earle, Mark Linden, The Unloved, the song called Lost, Starcrawler with Roadkill, newest single by them, old Boston band called The Outlets with Wait, 954 WMFO in Medford. I'm going to get out of here after one more and let Sam take over. So see you next week. Thanks for listening. Once again, Rising with Skybar, WMFO in Medford. This one's called In the Pit. Peace.
my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Friend, when I take a walk, I like spacing out when somebody talks. I wanna be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad, so mad.
Knock, knock, knock.